Hello children, this is nervous system part 3. After central nervous system, the next part of nervous system is peripheral nervous system. It includes the nerves which are divided into two types, cranial nerves and spinal nerves. Cranial nerves, they arise from brain. Spinal nerves, they arise from spinal cord. Cranial nerves, these nerves emerge from the brain and supply to different parts of head. There are 12 pairs of cranial nerves. Spinal nerves. These nerves emerge from the spinal cord and supply to the different parts of body. There are 31 pairs of spinal nerves. Neuron. Nervous system is made up of highly specialized cells called neurons. It is the smallest functional unit of the nervous system. Look at the diagram below. We'll know about the parts of neuron. Each nerve cell has a cell body which is the main part called cyton. There are finger-like extensions from cyton called dendrons or dendrites and a long wire-like extension called an axon, which carries the impulses from place to place. This axon ends in the form of synaptic knobs. Dendrites of one cell almost touch the synaptic knob of the next cell. At this point, there is a small gap called synapse. Different types of neurons. They are receptor or sensory neurons, effector or motor neurons, and relay or connecting or interneurons. Receptor neurons. They carry impulses from receptors to the central neurons. Effector neurons. They carry impulses from central nervous system to effectors. Relay neurons. They carry impulses from receptor neurons to effectors and from one relay neuron to another, example in brain. Let's start with activity 4 to understand the role of synapse. Minute gaps called synapses separate the neurons from one another. Each synapse separates the ends of the axon of one neuron from the dendrites of the next. When nerve impulses arrive at the end of the axon, they stimulate the production of a special chemical called neurotransmitter, example acetylcholine, which diffuses across the synapse to the dendrites of neighboring neurons. The final destination of nerve impulses is either a muscle or a gland. When stimulated by impulses, muscle contract and glands produce hormones or enzymes. Let's start with another activity, that is activity 5. In this, we'll come to know functions of various parts of a neuron. Look at the diagram. Cell body. The main part of the neuron consisting of cytoplasm and nucleus. Next, dendrites. They are short branched process which receive nerve impulses and transmit them towards the cell body. They are gray in color and make up the gray matter of the brain and spinal cord. Next, axon. They are single longest unbranched process which transmits impulses away from the cell body to the target cell. They are white in color and make up white matter of brain and spinal cord. Next is myelin sheath. It is made up of individual cells, Schwann cells, with abundant fatty materials surrounding the axon, acts as an electrical insulator and speeds up the passage of impulses. The last one is nodes of Ranvier. The gaps between the Schwann cells, which form the myelin sheath, where the myelin sheath is absent. This is end of part 3. Thank you, children.